Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. The topic of the song, Why Do I Have a Mental Health Issue? I asked a criminal question. It is wrong to betray me or someone right away as having a mental problem for asking a question about criminal issues and they do not know me. Hi, my name is Duff Knight. This is a quick one. This will be another issue I will address in a later episode. This is not... Well, anyway, what I wanted to say is that I asked a police officer today about criminal issues related to stalking and harassment and possibility of my home bug or window, which is way beyond the scope of actual, you know, evidence, but and it's impossible, but it's just in response to my experience yesterday with the stalking and these people allegations. They were saying crazy stuff that was hard to define, but nevertheless, when I expressed myself about this, just to ask a question, because I already attempted restraining orders and I called the police department, I was told that I had a mental health issue and I must be schizophrenia or something. And my response was that I was not diagnosed with that. I don't have that diagnosis currently. I mean, I do know someone who's a PhD and they don't consider me having that diagnosis. But nevertheless, I am very concerned when people make these allegations about me and they don't even know me. I had to tell the officer that he was an expert on criminal matter and not an expert on psychological matter. I mean, if you're an expert on psychological matters, you know, like an MFT, a PhD, a master's in psychology, maybe a PsyD or something like that, and you were working with that person directly, then you can make probably a more fair assessment of their mental health. Whether he was right or not, it's not fair for him or anybody who's not an expert in mental health to say that I have a mental health issue. I think that's derogatory, and it's kind of prejudiced to make an analysis on me or somebody who they don't know just because I call about a complaint. It should be made aware that nobody is in any position to make an analysis on anybody, including an expert on mental health, if they're not involved in a situation. They can make a fair assessment or even if they're right about the situation, but to say it right away without knowing the person or what problems the person is going through, that is not fair, and that is biased. Because to really have a fair assessment of someone's mental health, you got to be an expert on mental health, as I mentioned, have a degree, and have a firm background and knowledge about the symptoms of depression or schizophrenia or mental health. And two, you also have to be directly involved with the person, because there were many experts who made assessments on people's mental health and they were not involved, and it turned out to be not true due to the bias. So to prevent bias and to prevent possible problems with individuals when they make an analysis about their health when they do not know them, it's best that we do not analyze or make assessments about people right away just because they ask a question about a criminal question. My opinion about it is I think it's fair, and I have had experts who told me that it is very accurate for everyone, regardless of what background or how much education they have, to not diagnose someone over the phone or on the computer or in a chatting situation when they do not know that person and they are not in a position to make an assessment at that time. So this is what I will say. I think if someone makes a diagnoses me with a mental issue and they're a lawyer, a doctor, or maybe they're a firefighter or something like that, then that is not fair because they're an expert in firefighting, they're expert in criminal matter, they're expert in attorney is an expert in law matters, but they're not an expert in mental health. I would get like some therapist or some kind of clinician or someone who knows more about the issues related to mental health to be the ones to make that assessment. And even if they're correct or not, it's not fair. It's biased, and usually when you put it in a given situation where they do this, it can be false, and they can put themselves in potentially in trouble with lawsuits, slander, and so on. There's also discrimination because, you know, there are people with mental health diagnoses, people who probably, because of their health, it may be that by the way they talk or the way they express themselves, people can see through the troubles that they have in and try to diagnose them and discriminate them. It may be a form of discrimination because it's not fair. But the most important thing is that if you don't know somebody and they ask you a question, it's not fair for anybody, regardless of what position they are in, to diagnose them right away. And until they have knowledge about that person, until they know the full extent of the problem, because studies have shown that when you make analysis of someone's mental health right away without knowing all the facts, and if you're not an expert, the chances of them being accurate is far from 100%. And if you are an expert, you have a responsibility to be directly involved with the person to know the full extent of the problem and not by just one phone call when they call and ask a question related to criminal matter or anything else. Because we cannot have bias in the society. And we do not want any legal trouble, and we want to get along with other people and help other people who are in need. We don't need other people making diagnoses when they shouldn't be, and especially when they're not expert at it. If you want more information about clinical or mental health issues, we should contact, and you should contact a local mental health facility or contact the county mental health that's in your area. That's all from Dove Knight.